Bull Meadow was always there, but I think Mr. Secret might have even farmed that, because when we was lads, I remember that all being ploughed up. And definitely Greycourt School, where the sports ground, which was our sports ground, that, when I was a lad, was all ploughed up, and they used to plant maize and stuff there. And yeah, there was all maize and that there. And we used to play over there and all that maize and everything, when it was a, it was all birds nesting land as well. And the avenues in them days that runs adjacent to the Greycourt field, there was a lot more mature trees there then. They've since all gone, but there was a hell of a lot of old mature trees that probably elms and different ones that got blighted by disease, and in later years had to be cut down. You know, used to get woodpeckers and owls and everything along there, you know. And the farm, Mr. Secret's farm, I always remember in the old barn there, there was a barn owl nesting in there. And that was quite a rare egg to get in those days, to get a barn owl's egg. And we knew this barn owl was nesting in there. And me and a friend of mine who lived in the same road next door to Chris Linham, we devised a way where we could get this barn owl's nest. So we went down to the farm one day with a sack, because you could buy straw and hay there. And if you run out of milk, you could go down for your mum and get a pint of milk there. And there was a little white shed in the yard there, and I think it's Mr. Secret's wife used to work in there. And you go in there to pay for your milk or your straw, and she'd, "Can I have 3 penny for straw, please?" And she'd take your three pence, and you had your sack, and you'd go down to the barn and get loads your sack up with straw or hay, whatever it was. So me and my friend, Benji, his nickname was always, and he died just recently, poor old Benji, but he was a great friend of mine from a little boy. And we went in this barn, and we could see where this barn owl's nest was, and we climbed up on all these hay ricks till we get to it, and then we had to swing on a beam, one thing and another. And we weren't far from it, but just as we was getting near it, the barn door opened, and Mr. Secret come in. He said, "I thought you was up to no good. Come on, get out." Like that. And he said, "Take your straw with you." And we barely got any straw in the sack, and he kicked us out of it. So, yeah, I always remember that. Come on, get out.